Good morning, I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Yes, weddings are still happening, and more weddings than maybe we realize are happening in Astoria, Oregon. On Saturday, January 23rd, there is an inaugural event put on by the Astoria Downtown Historic. Okay, we say ADHDA, but it really is Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. And it's going to be happening at the Loft at the Red Building. And it is a wedding fair. It's called the Shore Style Wedding Fair. Why is this happening here? Why is it important? And what are we going to find out today on the show? From my guests, we will learn soon. I have Elena Garner in the studio. She is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. Hi, Elena.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
What do you do when people call? Do you just say ADHDA? I mean, how do you? That's a mouthful.
It is, yeah. And I say it so fast, people are like, wait, what did you just say? But I say two things. One is a palindrome, so it's the same forwards as it is backwards, ADHDA. And I kind of emphasize the H, and then it makes it a little easier to remember.
ADHDA.
Yes.
Oh, that is great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To know that. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, Elena. And then we also have in the studio Jessica Newhall. Jessica is a co-owner of Eventscape, which is an event planning organization. They are operating the Loft at the Red Building. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Donna.
So happy to have you.
Me too. Glad to be here. Thanks.
Before we talk about how the Shore Style Wedding Fair came to be, Elena, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Yes, of course. So I have been the executive director for the Downtown Association for a little over 2.5 years now. I'm originally from Virginia, born and raised, and moved to Oregon about 4.5 years ago. And I've been in Astoria, and it's been so great. And working for the Downtown Association has been a really fun experience because I get to work with so many different businesses and organizations. And it's just, it's really great to work with the community. And when this event came to be, the Shore Style Wedding Fair, it just kind of seemed like a perfect fit for the Downtown Association and really highlighting a lot of our businesses and exactly, you know, what all we do.
Well, actually, for those who don't know what the Astoria Downtown Historic District, ADHDA, is, please tell the listening audience, what is the mission?
Okay.
What do you all
yeah.
do? How does it operate?
So we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our kind of overarching emphasis is encouraging community involvement and investment in preserving the character and history of downtown Astoria while promoting its health and future. And so the way we're structured, we have four committees that kind of focus on all different aspects of the community in downtown. We have the organization committee, which is really kind of the backbone, focusing on the membership, the fundraising components of the organization. Our promotion committee is doing promotional events, promoting downtown, what downtown has to offer, getting people downtown, not just, you know, tourists, but also locals, and really making it a downtown that people want to live, work, shop, and play. Kind of following with that is our design committee, and that's more of the aesthetics of downtown, really, you know, focusing on the facades and awnings and paint color and trash cans and making sure downtown is, you know, clean and vibrant and exciting. And then our final committee is the business development committee, which looks at our business, our downtown business community, looking at you know, our ratio of restaurants to retail and really where are those holes that we can fill in and really making downtown this complete, you know, vibrant place to shop.
And Dulcie Taylor, who owns Old Town Framing, is the president of the organization.
Yes, she is. And many of our board members are business owners or community members from downtown. A lot of our committee members are downtown business owners themselves. And so, you know, we get a lot of that input. But we are, aside from myself, I am the only paid staff. We operate solely on volunteer efforts. And so we're always looking for volunteers. And if people are interested, they can call me or visit AstoriaDowntown.com for more information on what exactly we do.
And the Astoria Downtown Association is open to people whether or not they have a business in downtown. I'm actually a member of ADHDA.
Yeah.
And it's an organization which is for the benefit of this entire community.
Yeah, we got to say, you know, a vibrant downtown makes for a vibrant community. And so it's really open to anyone and everyone if you're in, you know, want to invest in what's happening downtown and, you know, kind of like wanting to see it grow and flourish, you know, for the community.
Why don't you just also mention, for those maybe listeners who are not familiar with the Downtown Association, mm-hmm. what your signature events are that people might know that you put on?
The Pacific Northwest Brew Cup is our largest fundraiser. It's a three-day beer festival the last weekend in September, east of the Barbie Maritime Center. And then we do the Jane Barnes Review, which is a... You know, it's a topsy-turvy event. We put local men in dresses. It's not exactly a drag show because the men aren't necessarily pretty. Some are, but it's not really. It's not a prerequisite to be in Jane Barnes.
No, that's a very fun event. That's a great. It's yeah. a fundraiser, and it's hilarious to see a bank president, you know, or Pete Gimray. Right. As Marilyn Monroe singing and great costumes. And, yes. and so it's a lot of fun.
And that's we'll be entering our sixth annual Jane Barnes Review April 2nd at the Astoria Event Center.
All so right.
Save the date for that. And after the Shore Style Wedding Fair, which will be our newest event that we're adding to our list, we will jump into Jane Barnes planning. So
okay. And yeah. you have meetings every the first Friday of every month.
Yes.
At Baked Alaska.
Correct. 8:30 in the morning. They are open to the public if you want to see what's happening downtown and what's coming up. And get on our email listserv. And
right. It's the heart of what's happening in downtown Astoria. Okay. Jessica,
yes.
please tell the listening audience a bit about Jessica Newhall.
Oh, that's either a deep question. I'm not sure. I was born and raised outside the area. My family has deep roots here. My grandfather bought a hotel in Cannon Beach in the 70s, and so my family's always used the coast as kind of our central stomping ground to come together. And somehow, I never dreamed it, but I moved here to be with my husband about 7 or 8 years ago. Maybe it was 10, I'm not sure. But it's been a wild ride. I've worked in the event planning business for close to 20 years. My career has always been in large corporate planning, though. I'm working for large media organizations, and I spent my first several years here working on the road. So I'd be in town for a week and gone for a week. And so about 3 years ago, I wanted to stop traveling and started looking in the area for something to do. And the Loft of the Red Building kind of fell into my hands as an opportunity. And so my partner, Evie Larson, who's fantastic, she and I got together and took over the Loft at the Red Building and have just really enjoyed the wild ride that it's been running.
Yes. And so you were an event planner in were you outside of Oregon, the state of Oregon?
Yes. So I worked mostly in San Francisco and Washington, D.C.
Okay. So, wow. All right. So here you are, though. Oregon is in your blood. And now you and Evie you operate the Loft at the Red Building. You have been doing that for about 2 years now.
Yes, we took it over in August of 2014.
Okay. And for those listeners who don't know what the Loft at the Red Building is, what is it?
It's 4,300 square feet of event space that is used for conferences and weddings and corporate meetings. It is an old restored net loft. It's one of the oldest buildings in Astoria in the 1890s, one of the few that didn't burn down in the fires. It's a beautiful space, and we're just so proud to be able to share that with people coming to town.
Isn't it the largest meeting space in Astoria?
It's one of the largest. So okay. The Armory is a large space.
Armory too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from an event space standpoint, it is one of the largest right. in town.
It is gorgeous. And obviously in that building, the Red Building, you have the Bridgewater Bistro. There are some offices. The Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa is next to it.
Right.
It's right in that part of Uniontown. It's on the trolley line. And so once you opened the doors 2 years ago, then you started booking a lot of weddings, didn't you?
Yeah, we had we were lucky enough to have some historical data about what the Loft had done previously. And we knew it was a mix of conference business, local meeting business, and wedding business. It has been it's important to think that when the Loft operated previously, it was in that recession time when people weren't, you know, investing huge amounts of money in travel and weddings and corporate meetings and parties. And so the historical, we wanted to come into the Loft with some, you know, with some perspective on what we could expect. I have to say that we've been blown away by the by the response to the Loft being reopened. We have just been booked, literally, back to back for weddings, for corporate events, for meetings. And it's just been fantastic, the amount of support and just the openness that people have had about coming back to the loft, if you will.
It's in a gorgeous space with, again, the original wooden floors, and it has a view of the Columbia River, which is, of course, one of the reasons why you say drop anchor in Astoria.
Exactly.
Apropos. How did this idea of doing a wedding fair, and we'll talk about what that means. It's an opportunity for anyone who's either planning a wedding, or if you are thinking, or someone in your family might be getting married, or a good friend, this fair is going to have vendors. It's going to have the opportunity for you to see how you could put a wedding together. But so how did this event happen? How did the committee say, hey, wait, we're getting a lot of weddings here in Astoria. Why don't we look at that business and bringing more of that to people?
Yeah, so the promotions committee had been tossing around the idea of wanting to do an event in January, February, when there wasn't as much activity happening. And we kind of explored a few different options. And this idea of a wedding fair kept coming up, just with a lot of our downtown businesses, you know, with the florist. And we have a lot of opportunities downtown. So really emphasizing those that little wedding cluster that downtown Astoria is starting to see, capitalizing on that and really showcasing all the opportunities that are in Astoria. Because I think sometimes people forget, you know, that Baked Alaska or, you know, all of these businesses can do catering or things kind of outside of their brick and mortar business. And so this summer, we kind of started talking about it more and started talking with Jessica Newhall. And Becky Johnson is the co-chair of the wedding fair as well.
And Becky Johnson is the co-owner of Vintage Hardware.
Yes, yes. And so kind of with their creativity and talking with the promotions committee, it started getting legs. And in October, we were like, all right, we're going to do it. And it just kind of went from there. And now here we are today.
And people will be coming from out of town because what you're hoping is that, and it has already been, and you're hoping it will be more of a destination wedding event place.
Yeah. I think it's also important to kind of put a little bit, you know, we are doing this on behalf of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. But one of the things that we're also trying to do is make this a regional event. So really looking at it being all the way from Manzanita to across the river. So we have vendors participating from Manzanita, from across the river, and we're really excited about how people are coming together in Astoria for the wedding fair. We called it Shore Style versus Astoria because we think that we have a unique vibe and unique culture and a unique style that Astoria represents and that the coast represents. And people want that. We're seeing that more and more, that people from Portland and Seattle and Longview and from out Salem, outside the area, are coming to our local communities because they want to have they want to give that experience to their guests, and they want to showcase why this has been special to them at some point. So we're excited to have this regional appeal.
I think Shore Style is a great name for it, even though it's happening in Astoria. But so whether you're on the shore of the Columbia River or the shore of the Pacific Ocean, there is a shore here, certainly in this part of the world.
Yeah.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about the inaugural event, which is sure to probably become an annual event, of Shore Style Wedding Fair, which is happening in Astoria at the Loft at the Red Building on Saturday, January 23rd. And we're going to talk about what exactly will be going on during that day, which sounds like a lot of fun. And my guests in the studio are Lena Garner. She is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, or ADHDA. And I also have Jessica Newhall. She is the co-owner of Eventscape, which is an event planning organization, and they operate the Loft at the Red Building. So, Elena and Jessica, Kathleen just gave me a note, and it's true, there's a great kitchen at the Loft, which means there's going to be food, and every wedding has to have great food.
Yes.
So what's going to happen on Saturday, January 23rd, and it starts at
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning,
yes.
And it goes until
3:30.
And what's happening there?
So we have the core of the event is really the vendor expo. So if you're planning a wedding, and especially if you're not from this area, the vendor expo is really designed to give people a glimpse into what we're calling the best of the best in our local communities, whether it be caterers, florists, gift registries, you name it. We have a broad range of vendors who will be participating. So that vendor expo will be open from 10 to 3:30. Interspersed within that, we have a number of interactive events happening. So we have past appetizers from four of our top caterers, Baked Alaska, Bridgewater Bistro, Pickled Fish, which is also the Adrift Hotel, and Uptown Cafe. And we'll have a fashion show at 1:30, which is a really unique fashion show in the sense that Astoria doesn't have a traditional bridal salon where you can go and see a gown and then order it. We're actually doing a ready-to-buy fashion show, so everything you see on the models will be ready to be purchased on site. And then we have some how-to talks happening throughout. So exactly to your point, how do I plan a wedding? What does a typical wedding look like? What are some of the tips and tricks? We'll have experts on the stage giving those talks and kind of talking about fun new ways of doing things. So.
A wedding can be an overwhelming event. And you mentioned something before we went on the air that people aren't aware of the fact that there are, 100 to 200 weddings a year here?
Yeah, we don't have exact data, but based on, extrapolating out what the Loft is doing in wedding business this year and looking at what the other venues we have in town and just our kind of finger in the air estimate is that regionally we do between 100 to 250 weddings a year. And when you think about that and you say, okay, the average wedding spends between $5,000 and $15,000. And if you get outside of our region, that number actually grows to be average around $30,000 per wedding. The economic impact of weddings in our community is pretty significant.
Well, they obviously would fill the hotels during the slow season, which is we are having smaller slow seasons, shorter slow seasons, I guess, these days. So are wedding planners still happening? Like if someone's planning a wedding, do they actually hire outside wedding planners like 50% of the time or not? Or do they do it on their own? Things have changed. Traditional weddings aren't what they were. I mean, now.
Yeah, I think we're seeing, Eventscape does wedding planning, and we have been lucky enough to help plan several events over the last couple of years. The people hiring wedding planners, I would say probably 20 to 25% of the events that we see come through the Loft specifically have a for-hire wedding planner. There's different kind of categories of wedding planner. You can have a full-scope wedding planner. You can have somebody that just comes and styles your event. Or you can have, kind of a day-of planner that helps you with logistics management. In this era of Pinterest, everybody, I think brides and grooms find themselves overwhelmed with this idea of they have to have this perfectly styled wedding or it has to be so unique that it ends up on Pinterest. And so that's where that styling piece comes in. A lot of brides come to us with this picture that they found on Pinterest that they say, can you help me do this? And so that's a lot what the wedding fair is about, is helping brides and grooms navigate this landscape so that they know who the right partners are to pull in to help them achieve the look or the experience that they want their guests to have.
I would think that typically maybe it would be the bride and the mother of the bride who would be primarily, are those mostly the people that are you're working with?
No? It's fascinating how the groom has really become this really critical component to the planning of the wedding. I would say that it's not 100%, but definitely the majority of the events we have, we definitely open to any type of marriage, but in the kind of most common sense, the male is definitely finding a stronger voice in the wedding planning process and even in some of the design aspects of it. Men typically focus, and this is such a generalization, but it's, we're seeing it, love Fort George and Bowie Beer, and want to bring in that male aspect of Astoria that they love so much. And so we're seeing that kind of duality of flavors come together, the kind of traditional frilly and the more kind of urban industrial brew aspect of Astoria. And I think that's why people are flocking to Astoria to do their weddings here.
What are the average ages of the people who are getting married these days? Does it vary? Is it all over the map?
It varies. I would say, you know, we still see some younger couples, but the age range definitely is in the kind of late 20s, upwards of 40s. You know, I think it really, on the spectrum, I would say it's older versus very, very young, which I think is healthier. So that's my personal opinion.
And you're having at the wedding fair, there will be a DJ. I mean, because obviously when you think about what it takes to pull off a wedding, and you said most weddings typically have guests of about, what, 100 people?
Yeah, we see on average anything from 60 to 220 is what which is what our region can really handle.
And so if someone doesn't know a thing about they're thinking of getting married, they're overwhelmed by it, they can go to your website, which is shorestylewed.com, and they can buy tickets online.
Yes.
And they're very reasonable.
Yes. You can buy tickets online. You can also buy tickets at ADHDA's offices downtown, or you can buy tickets at the door.
And that ticket will then admit you into this amazing world of weddings, where there will be food. You will figure out who's going to, you know, a lot of people are writing their vows now, but, you know, who's going to be the officiant at the wedding, and who's going to be the florist, and what about the music, and then what about the food, and the costumes? Well, they are kind of costumes, yeah. I guess. So you've kind of covered all of that.
Yeah, we feel like we have a really good cross-section of vendors participating that give everybody an idea of, oh, I need somewhere to plan my rehearsal dinner. I need somewhere to, you know, where do I rent a tux from? What bridal gown am I going to wear? Who's going to be my caterer? I think the newest thing that we're really seeing is this gift registry, this idea of shopping local, and how do I shop local for my gifts and have a registry? So we have some vendors who are from the kind of gift and registry standpoint. So I think the idea is really to think about how we create or catalyze an industry here locally that Astoria has never been known for. And so all of a sudden, this event really brings this vendor community together and says, we actually have an industry here that we can market and put some resources behind and help grow, because it benefits the community overall.
And that's why Elena ADHDA thought, or ADHDA, thought this was a good idea.
Exactly. I mean, and that's where really showcasing what Astoria and downtown has to offer. And I think it's been really fun, like Jessica said, the kind of the cross-section of all the different players in this event. And I do want to mention that we will have food and two different bar areas, you know, for the guests. We have a bubble bar for the women, which is the champagne bar. Winecraft will be doing that. If people haven't been to Winecraft before, it's a new wine bar in downtown. So she'll be there doing that. And then we'll have a beer bar with Fort George and Bowie beer for anyone, but, you know, more for the men that are going to be there as well. So it's really open to everyone, and really encouraging people to come. And like I said, even if you're not getting married, just come. I mean, it's going to be a great time. There's so much lined up from 10 to 3:30. And I think you'll meet a lot of people and maybe see some businesses that you didn't know existed before in Astoria.
It sounds like, yes, go ahead, Jessica.
I will add to Elena's point that Astoria doesn't have an event for event planners. So if you're an event planner for a local organization, this is a great event for you too. You get to taste catering. You get to see what kinds of entertainment are available for your special event. So if you produce Christmas parties or corporate events, this is a good opportunity for you to see. This is really your only opportunity to come see what vendors also serve the broader events market.
So you have everybody together under one roof, which I think is really, it makes it easier for people. And really, weddings, I mean, although, of course, we hear the horror stories, Bridezilla, we hear all those things about things that can go wrong with weddings.
Groomzilla.
Groomzilla, okay. However, weddings are a happy occasion. I mean, generally, we're very happy at weddings.
That's so true. I look back at my career and I say, oh, my gosh, I used to do this really in-depth technical work, or I used to, you know, be in policy for government. And how did I end up doing this wedding business? And I feel so lucky because it is so joyous, and people are so happy, and they're having such a good time, and the planning process is all about how do I create this memorable experience for myself and my guests, and so I, you know, I feel blessed every day when I wake up because I think this is so fun to work in this industry. Yes, it has its moments, but believe me, every industry has their moments, and so what better one to make these people's most important day just that much better by being helpful and providing them resources and having a good time with them.
Yes, and science is actually showing that ritual and ceremony are very important to human beings. We're hardwired for ritual and ceremony. We need these. We need these kinds of events. Mm-hmm. And so I honor both of you for the work that you're doing, to not only because it looks like it's economic development. You're bringing more business into the vendors, into this downtown area. I love the idea of the fashion show and the fact that, you know, if someone's thinking about getting married, they can actually say, that is the gown that I want, and wow, I'm going to walk out with this gown, or this is the one. So we just have a few minutes left. What other things would you like the listening audience to know that maybe we haven't talked about? And again, we want to tell people how they can come to the Shore Style Wedding Fair, which is happening Saturday, January 23rd. And it's just great that you thought about doing in the kind of supposedly off season here in January here. So it's from 10 to 3:30. There's a website, which is shorestyleWed.com. And as you all have also talked about, it's open to everyone, and it's really regional. It's people who are looking at getting married at the shore, whichever right. shore that is.
Exactly.
So any other things you'd like the listening audience to know about, Elena?
I think just come to the event, purchase your tickets. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited. I mean, like, this is our first year doing it, and it's going to be a good time. So purchase your tickets and see.
Yeah, and
they're,
and again, incredibly reasonably. We're not supposed to say how much they are, but you could get a couple of lattes for the let's say it would cost a couple of lattes to get a ticket.
There you
to go to the wedding event, and you get food, and you get to hear like 50-minute talks, and again, that bridal and formal. So there will be not only bridal gowns, there will be for men. There will be also the fashion piece.
We have two things for men to see. One okay. is tuxes on show from Party Jesters, who is a local tux rental shop mm-hmm. downtown, and Woodsy, who produces the wooden bow ties. So as we see the hipster community come together, I hate to use that word, sorry people, the wooden bow ties, which is really exciting. And we'll have door prizes and raffle happening, so come at any point during the day.
And wooden bow ties, okay, that's a whole other subject we could go into about, see how weddings have changed, although I'm really thrilled to know that they're still happening, and that's shows great optimism on the part of our young people. And thank you both so much for what you're doing for the community. Really grateful to have both of you on the show today. And I would encourage all of you to check out the website, shorestyleWed.com. And again, it's for families. It's for if you know of someone who might think about getting, go and get some information for them. And go and experience this. It's a great thing to do on Saturday, January 23rd.
Thanks so much, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Jessica. All right. I want to express my appreciation to Kathleen Morgane. Thank you for being the engineer for our program today. And also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's a healthy thing to do. It's a good thing to do. And then focus on those things which are working well in your life. There will always be things that are not going well. However, if you think of the things that are going well with gratitude and you appreciate yourself, you give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back because you're doing the best you can. And you are unique in this whole world. You are unique. And you're doing life the way you think life should be done, and we do the best we can because we don't sometimes know other ways to do it. And so give yourself love and compassion, and thank yourself for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.